Hey everybody, thank you for joining me today. My name is Devin Gibson and you are listening to the Devin Gibson Show. You made it. You made it to the show. I'm so excited. Especially because of this episode, we're going to talk about something that is particularly special to me. And it's up and coming and it's new and it's exciting. And it's a work in progress and it's all these wonderful things. So stick around, I'll be right back. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm over here at my, I don't even know what this is called. This is my, my kitchen island, making some unfermented sauerkraut, if that makes any sense, cutting up some cabbage. Anyways, we're talking about a movement today, as you can see in the title. We're talking about something that I hold very dear and something that I think is crucial in going forward in health. And I think you guys, you know, I think you've all, especially if you're on this path, if you're listening, you know, found your way to this podcast, I think you've all kind of felt it coming. A very specific type of movement, a very specific type of change that's needed to happen. And whether, you know, maybe you weren't able to put words to it, or maybe you had, you know, some relative ideas on what would, you know, on what it is and stuff, you know. Yeah, I'm here to talk about it today. You know, in the past, especially maybe like 10 years, I'd say especially, you know, you've heard of, you know, I mean, you've just seen the whole natural health movement skyrocket and grow, you know, from vegans to ketogenic diet to, I mean, a lot of diets, and just in general, to, let's see, what else, to the use of vitamins and supplements has been on the rise. You know, it's, and people are feeling it. People are finding that they are getting healthier faster than ever before. But it is still, you know, as fast as it's growing, it's still small. But you're hearing more and more about it. And people are becoming far more aware a lot faster. So I think today we need to talk about, you know, what are some steps we can make to really change the state of health. Because, you know, if you've listened to my previous podcast episodes, you know, I've had the privilege of helping hundreds and really a couple thousand people just within my community, making amazing changes in their health that conventional medicine just hasn't been able to do, and with our understanding of natural medicine still wasn't able to do. You know, if you've listened to my previous episodes, you know that my, really, to me, it's about building a foundation in health and a relationship with ourselves, and I believe very strongly that is, you know, those are the two things that we're missing, is a foundation in health, ultimately, a foundation in ourselves, ultimately, but that really equates to a relationship within ourselves and with ourselves. So what is the next step we can make, and what can we do to make the biggest impact in our society, in our lives, in our families' lives? And how can we really make this movement happen? So let me backtrack just a little bit. I don't believe I mentioned in my previous episodes what being adaptatarian is. And you know, there's a little bit on my website about being adaptatarian. I plan to reform and expand on that. But ultimately, the idea of being adaptatarian came from, you know, the idea that, you know, I've been in health and nutrition, for myself at least, for about 8 years, and the deeper and deeper I've gotten into it, and the further I've gotten into it, and the longer I've been in it, the more and more I see that we as a culture, we tend to wait until it's too late, or we wait until something bad happens, and then suddenly our health is important. Then we, you know, same with being in abusive relationships. We wait till we're in them, or we wait until something really terrible happens before we leave them. And you know, the adapt being adaptatarian, it's not necessarily a diet. It's not a diet per se. It's not a you know, I mean, it's, you know, it can be applied to anything. I mean, my political lifestyle is adaptatarian. My nutritional lifestyle is adaptatarian. My dietary lifestyle, that being said, is an adaptatarian, and so on and so forth. The idea is that I am going to do whatever I need to do for optimal health, and I'm going to be proactive with my health. I'm going to be seeking, actively seeking, to further my well-being. You know, I'm not big on you know, labeling myself as, you know, vegan or vegetarian or, you know, paleo or whatever it might be, pescatarian. You know, there's a million different things, and at, depending on when you ask me, I mean, I technically would fall into a number of different things at any given time, but to me, it doesn't matter as long as you're healthy. Unless you're, you know, if you're struggling with your health, you know, it's usually because there's something that's either been ignored or neglected or just overlooked, which is incredibly common, or just misunderstood, something that we weren't taught. You know, and you know, it's not about even being like perfectly healthy all the time. It's about looking at the whole picture. It's about being present to your health and wellness. Because when you're present to your health and wellness, you're also present to your sense of self. You're present to the awareness of life, really, everything around you, you know. Because health has a lot more to do with our emotional state, our state of stress in general, our mental state, our spiritual state, our, you know, whatever, every aspect of our life plays into our health as a physical being and as an emotional experience. You know, and if you practice some sort of spirituality, that as well, it affects every aspect of our lives. And you know, so being adaptatarian, you know, I'm not strict about what I eat and don't eat. I have guidelines, but I have, you know, it's I'm always in a place where I'm always moving forward in my health. You know, I've been in, like I said, I've been in health nutrition for about 8 years, and I've made some incredible leaps and bounds with my health, despite not having really any health issues that were too intense. You know, I had some allergies. I'd get sick just like everybody else would, all the, you know, 2 to 4 times a year. You know, colds, flus, etc., etc. Now I don't. I get neither of those unless I haven't been taking my supplements the way I need to be. But you know, we underestimate ourselves as human beings. We underestimate ourselves in our body's capabilities, largely because there's a big, ginormous stigma around health as a whole. Like, and I know that sounds weird to for their. I'm not even just talking about like just natural health. I'm talking about health as a whole. There's a stigma around it, but then in natural health, there's also a stigma which has been accumulating for many years. So. And to be more specific, at least a couple hundred, if we really wanna get technical about it, if not the whole of our time in society as a human species, but especially in the past 100 years, micronutrient supplementation has received an incredible amount of stigma and backlash from individuals, mostly individuals in the medical community in particular, people who have been helped by pharmaceuticals, oftentimes figure because pharmaceuticals worked, that because there's this other side that there's this stigma around that the other side just, they don't support that because they essentially, we've been told not to support that. There've been, there's the Journal of American Medical Association and many other journals won't publish certain studies, whether no matter whether they are double blind placebo-controlled studies, whether or not they are peer-reviewed, there's a laundry list, and then that's an understatement. There's a whole ocean of studies and information and knowledge and education that's just being ignored, and that's particularly in the realm of orthomolecular medicine. And orthomolecular medicine ultimately being using your body's own micronutrients, that are naturally occurring in your body or that we get from food generally, to enhance your health, to really stabilize your health, get your health where it needs to be, to heal, to cure things, to getting your body to do what it's supposed to do. Because not being healthy is when your body's not doing what it's supposed to do, and it's not doing what it's supposed to do because of only two things, which I've mentioned in previous episodes: deficiency and toxicity. So, that being said, I could go on and on about the stigma, but let's get to the point here, and really hit the nail on the head. Our society incredibly out of date in relation to our health and wellness. And what I am proposing and what I'm developing at the moment actually is a means and a movement ultimately to bring orthomolecular medicine, nutrition, natural health, into a light that is approachable for the masses. It's not that micronutrient supplementation, orthomolecular medicine hasn't been proven again and again and again and again for over 100 years. It's that again, there's a stigma around it, and it's been pushed down and it's been misunderstood. So what I'm ultimately trying to do is, we as a culture are moving forward in technological advancement rapidly. Despite what people say, there's more and more people are becoming more technologically advanced by the second. And in social media, I think obviously has grown tremendously. Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the whole kit and caboodle, and everybody is kind of approaching these things regularly, to where I don't think we've quite realized that when we talk about studies, most people get incredibly bored talking about like looking up a study. Like, most people actually don't read studies. Most people read articles about studies or articles that mention studies. A lot of people don't even read studies. Most people don't. They hear about the study and so they say, oh, it's true, it's not true, et cetera, et cetera. Which is, I think there's plenty to be said about articles and papers and things like that. But ultimately, it's not approachable. We're not in a reading society like a the traditional paper reading society. We're in a very video oriented society.